Welcome to episode 7 of Greeting Mashiach. In this episode, we are going to continue the conversation and get a little more background into the Sicha of Chai Saren Nun Beis, and where the Rebbe lays out what Shlichus has been, what Shlichus is, and what Shlichus it means for all of us, what it means for every Yid, and what it means for the world. Simcha. Wow. Let's go in. Let's get inside and let's go back.
Let's get into it. That was very well said. Okay. So the Sikha started off what we spoke last week. The Rebbe is talking to all the Shluchim. It's the last Kiddush of Shluchim where we heard the Rebbe address us, address the Shluchim. And the Rebbe starts off that we're introducing an entirely new thing into Shluchis. And that's this idea of Kabbalah's Pnei Mishach Lekenu. And that's where it's at now. Now that we finished everything, we finished all the Aveda, we're actually standing ready to greet Mashiach. That is the remaining thing in Shluchas, to actually greet Mashiach. Then the Rebbe spends the entire middle of the Sikha discussing the history of Shluchas. I'm not going to get too into it, but the Rebbe speaks about the very first Shluchas in the Torah, which is the Shluchas of Eliezer, to make a kiddush for Yitzchak and Rivka. And in that story, the Rebbe talks about an amazing thing, that Avram gave kol ha'shaloi to Yitzchak. Avram gave every single thing that he had. He wrote down in a star and he said, I'm giving it to you to go find the shidduch. Whoever's going to find the shidduch, I'm letting you know that Yitzchak has all of my possessions. And Avram was quite a rich man, so which made Yitzchak such a good... would make a good husband. He had a lot of money. And the Rebbe asks, how could Avram do that? That's not responsible. There's nothing that we know from Torah that would say that's an okay thing to do. And the Rebbe answers that you have to understand what's really going on with the Shluchas. This was no small thing. This was the whole point of Judaism, of the creation of the world, was all this. And the Rebbe talks in Kabbalistic terms of the idea of it was a connection of Ma and Ban, of, you know, neshama and guf, like kosim to velt, this whole male and female coming together type of situation. And the very first time this was happening in a real way was this Yitzchak and Rivka. And because this was going to be the whole progeny of the Jewish people was coming from this match, and Avram was all about Yiddishkeit, it was about the Yidden, this was Avram's everything. So there was no part of him he couldn't put into Yiddishkeit, there was no part of him that he couldn't invest into this marriage. Every part of Avram was fully invested into this marriage, and that's why he gave Kol HaShaloi. And the Rebbe explains what a shliach is. A shliach is two things. He is on one hand totally bottled to the shliach. He has to be entirely nullified to his the one sending him. Otherwise, he's not a shliach. On the other hand, he has to think for himself. Like you see, Eliezer. Eliezer had to figure out all the steps of what to do for himself. And it's the same thing with a shliach. A shliach has to, you know, a shliach is bottled to the Rebbe in Gansen. On the other hand, he has to figure out exactly what to do all by himself, with the Rebbe's help and encouragement, but it's on him. And that's because that's the same ma'aban the shliach himself has, that he is both has a masculine side and a feminine side. He has both of these things together. And the Rebbe explains that Mashiach himself is a shliach. Mashiach Rabbeinu says, shlach nabi atishlach, don't send me to take the Yidden out of Galus, I'm not the one. I'm not going to be the one to take the Yidden out of Golas anyway, so why send me to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim? Moshe tells Hashem by the burning bush, Shlach Nabi Atishlach, send already Mashiach, because he's going to be the one to finish the job. And from there, the Rebbe learns that Mashiach is called a Shliach, because Mashiach himself has this idea of Ma'aban, and that's really the whole idea. So the Rebbe ends off this discussion and says that every Yid is really a shliach, or at least every Yid has the Aveda, they're in Golas throughout all these years, and because the whole point of it is to bring Mashiach, which is the ultimate union of Ma'an Ban, says that therefore in the tire of Aveda of every Yid throughout all of his life needs to be totally permeated with the idea of with the Ein Eitzik and the Kodei Tzvek, the Gilei from Mashiach Tzakeinu, the revelation of Mashiach Tzakeinu, which says the Rebbe, that is the Shlemis in the Shlichas, Bichud Ma'aban, that's the whole point. So that is normative Judaism throughout all of history, the way the Rebbe is explaining it here. But then the Rebbe doesn't stop there, obviously. And the Rebbe goes back to what he was talking at the beginning of the beginning of the Fabrengen, beginning of the Sicha. Let's get a little bit closer to home, says the Rebbe. Let's talk about what's going on in more recent generations, some recent developments over the past 50 years. And says the Rebbe, this is coming to a head right now, particularly in our generation. That there was a chiddush that the Friedrich Rebbe says that, we know in the Rebbe, we spoke previously, very often when the Rebbe spoke about the Friedrich Rebbe, he was referring to the Nasi Adar, which the Rebbe was, at the, you know, the Rebbe is obviously the Nasi Adar. And here the Rebbe says something I find absolutely fascinating. The Rebbe says that the Friedrich Rebbe, the Nasi Adar, appointed, he was Mamane every single Yid in the entire generation as his Shliach. So straight off the bat, that's a wild statement, if we may say so. You might think, oh, okay, all the Baruchers are Shluchim. A Shliach means that the Rebbe sent you. He sent you to do a Shluchas. It's not just a term we throw around. And the Rebbe is saying he appointed every single Yid as a Shliach. I mean, I find that fascinating. Every Yid is every Yid have a Shaykh to the Rebbe, every Yid, and not just like Shluchim of the Hashem to do that with the Shluchim of the Rebbe. So, I mean, wow. But says the Rebbe, and here the Rebbe defines what the Shluchas was all the years of the Nesiyas. And this is also, I think, very, very important. What, that's a good question. What, I'm a Lubavitcher. I'm a Shliach. Of course, I'm a Lubavitcher. Of course, I do Shluchas. Right? What exactly is Shluchas? So here's the Rebbe's definition. He's a Shliach. Every year there's a Shliach in Hafotas HaTeira, spreading Teira. Vayados and spreading Judaism, and Afatas Hamiganas Chutzan to spread the wellsprings of Chassidus outward. To what extent, says the Rebbe, biz to bring in the Gula Mitzvah Shlema? You have to spread Torah and Judaism and Chassidus until, and this is always the whole point, till you actually bring the Gula. That's also part of the Shluchas. Till you actually bring the Gula. Okay, that's Shluchas. Then the Rebbe continues and says that you see now that it becomes easier to explain to a Yid that seemingly doesn't have any connection to Shluchas, that he has an obligation to be a Shliach. You might say, oh, my teacher says the Rebbe, you, every single Yid has the ability and the obligation. People understand now, Taka, I have a Shliach. It's very popular. You see, everyone's an influencer. Here's the Rebbe, that's the whole Nakoda. Everyone can influence the family, their friends, their circle. Everybody has an influence. You can post a word. You can post a WhatsApp status, you can post, everyone has, that doesn't talk about WhatsApp, obviously, but everyone has a sphere of influence. Says the Rebbe, that's everybody. But then in particular, there are those special people who they were chosen to actually, they chose to actually spend their entire lives, be totally dedicated to the Rebbe, to the Nasi Adar, the entire 24 hours, 24/7, without any breaks, to spread Torah, Judaism, and Chassidus, and bring the Geula. And then again, reiterate that that's the Shluchas. Spread Torah, Judaism, Chassidus, and bring the Geula. And those are Shluchim. And says the Rebbe, that's so amazing. Yeah.
So the distinction the Rebbe makes, I guess, between Yidden in general, as because it's a, like you said, it's a pretty shocking statement, like pretty groundbreaking that the Rebbe says that every single Yid, right, we think, you know, everybody is Shliach. Like, we say that as, like, a nice, you know, cute vart. But here, the Rebbe is saying that, no, the Friedrich Rebbe chose, appointed every single Jew in this in the generation to be a Shliach, in these very things. And then the Rebbe says, and then you have Shluchim, that, I guess, so what I guess, can you explain the difference, I guess, between being appointed a shliach by the Friedrich Rebbe or by the Nasi Adar and a shliach, the way the Rebbe explains it as kol avedasam, that their entire aveda is to be a shliach.
Seemingly, you might just say it's a difference in kamos that you have. They spend more time being a shliach. You know, they're on the call 24/7. That's the whole. They've dedicated their whole life to this, but we've heard from the Rebbe so many times that when you have a lot of kamos, it also equals more echos. And certainly you cannot compare when a person is a shliach, that's his whole life is that he's a shliach, that takes over his entire identity. similar to what we spoke earlier in the Sicha about Avram, that there was no part of him that he wasn't dedicating to the Shlichus. There was no part of him that wasn't dedicated to Yiddishkeit, to his progeny, to Yitzchak, that he should get married and have children and build Klal Yisrael. It's the same thing with a Shliach. A Shliach, who's a bona fide Shliach, you might say, there's no part of him that's not, that he's a Shliach of the Rebbe. That's obviously an amazing cross, an amazing thing. And as we'll see clearly in the Sicha, those are the main guys on the front lines that it's up to them to really make it happen, to really bring the Geula. Because part of being a Shliach, says the Rebbe, part of the job description is to bring the Geula. That's the Rebbe's defining as part of the Shluchas. Just as much as spreading Torah is well, what's my job? Is to spread Torah. But part of it is your job is to bring the Geula.
Right.
So it's really up to them. And mainly, whereas other people might look at it as a side job, or when they get an opportunity, they also do Shluchas. It's a whole different thing if that's who you are. You're not a businessman. You're not of this, you're not of that. I'm a shlich of the Rebbe. It's your whole identity. And being that the Rebbe is giving so much credence to the idea of a shlich, that it's only a shlich because he himself has Ma'amban, that he's able to bring the Geula, which is the idea of Ma'amban, he's able to bring Mashiach, who is himself a shlich. So obviously, it's specifically the shluch and people who are entirely dedicated to being a shlich, they have this unique and special ability, more so than people who are not full-time shluchim, to bring the Geula. It's an amazing source. It's an amazing responsibility.
Yeah, if I could just add to that, I'm looking at the Sicha now, and it's very interesting when the Rebbe, right after the Rebbe says how everybody is a shliach, the Rebbe says that, like we see practically, that now it's easy to go over to a Jew and say that in addition to your own Aveda, you also have the obligation, the responsibility to be a shliach, and that wherever you go, where you have a circle of influence, that is, you have an obligation, you have a responsibility to influence them towards this goal. And interesting, when I was thinking about this, I was thinking that what's the difference between a shliach and what the Rebbe says, that every yid is a shliach? You could say that, you know, what's a shliach? A shliach is someone who goes to some random far-off place in Bangkok, Thailand, or Dubai, or whatever it is. And he's a shliach. That's his entire 24/7. He wakes up, he goes to sleep, he eats, he breathes, he davens as a shliach. Because where he is, there's no other thing but doing that very thing that he was sent to do. But someone who, for example, goes to business, he's not the same type of shliach, right? We have this in our minds. I know a few people where they feel like sixth class citizens. You know, I'm not a shliach, so you know, I'm not the best.
Like
I'm
a
not
stigma.
A great chassid.
You have to right.
Correct.
The result system is training you to be a shliach, and otherwise you failed. You know.
So the Rebbe is saying, not only is every yid a shliach, but what's the difference between every yid being a shliach and then those special people that got the shlichus, is that those special people that were appointed to be shluchim, and what does it mean? It means their entire avoda, when they daven, when they learn, all these things, whatever they're doing for themselves, is to be a shliach. However, as opposed to those regular people, the people that are not shluchim, doesn't mean that you're supposed to be a businessman. No, it means that your own avoda, you have your avoda with yourself. You know, you learn, you daven, you do zbeinunos before davening, and you pashut spend time on yourself. You work on yourself, right? The whole, for many, many years, Judaism, Chassidus, was to work on yourself. And
yeah.
that is something that I've been saying. Your average yid has their own avoda with themselves, and the Rebbe is saying that the Friedrich Rebbe, now, in addition to your own avoda, now you have also a responsibility to go out and influence other people. And I think that's very interesting. I think that's very nice, because it doesn't mean that you have to, that if either you go to a community or you go to business.
Right, it's not all or nothing. You can have, so to speak, your life with your avoda, and you can also be part of you, and you can still have this aspect of you that's a shliach. That's for everyone. Correct. Yeah. Right.
Everybody is a shliach.
It's amazingly empowering. So, okay.
Now, what's the shlichus?
What's the shlichus? So here we said, Teda, spreading Torah, Judaism, Chassidus, and bringing the Gula. Then the Rebbe continues and talks that certainly when you have shluchim, right, by a kinsa shluchim, what's a kinsa shluchim? You have shluchim from all over, international kinsa shluchim, shluchim from literally all over the world. It's an amazing, amazing situation. And that brings, the Rebbe says, I'm not for them, I'm not for the whole world, and even a world that's lush and hell, I'm even such a dark world, a kinnis of all these people is an amazing, amazing thing. You have the power to make a theater for the Eberstadt to make this Yichud Ma'aban, and which is the Hachana for the Gula. Okay, so making the theater for this world is a Hachana that the Eberstadt can actually be here to have the Gula. Fantastic. Says the Rebbe, that's all in general. That's all any old random Kinnis HaShulchan from a regular year. But says the Rebbe, right now, particularly this year, is even more special than a regular Kinnis HaShulchan. So far we have all of Yiddishkeit, then we have Derech Shvi, then we have the Kinnis HaShulchan, and now the Kinnis HaShulchan of this year in particular. The Rebbe continues and says, there's a special connection this year. This year by the Kinnis, there's a special connection, a Chiddush, between the connection between Shluchas, the Avodah of Shluchas, and Shlach Mabiyat Tishlach. There's a special connection between the Shluchim who, in general, and the Shluchas of Mashiach Tzakenu, says the Rebbe. Shlach Mabiyat Tishlach, says the Rebbe. That's the Shluchas of Mashiach Tzakenu. And in this year in particular, there's a special connection between the Shluchas of Mashiach Tzakenu and the Kinnis of Shluch. So the Rebbe says, well, how so? What's this special connection, particularly this year? I mean, you said the whole point of Yiddishkeit was to bring Mashiach. And the whole point of Shluchas is to bring the Geula. And the whole point, the whole Derech Shvi is to bring the Geula. So what's special now? Now, says the Rebbe, there's the Chiddush, it's not just the Geula, it's particularly connected with the Shluchas of Mashiach Tzakenu himself. Let's see. So the Rebbe says, we spoke earlier, says the Rebbe, the beginning of the Sikha, how we already finished. We have the testimony of the Nasi Adara. We finished all the Aveda, and we're standing ready in the Hachim Kulchen to actually greet Mashiach. We're ready for the Gula. We finished all the Aveda of Gauls. And then the Rebbe spoke about all the events going on in the world. The Rebbe quoted the famous Dr. Shemani that the Rebbe spoke about the whole Nun Aleph, about the Gulf War, the Malchis, Mizgad, Zayim, the Medina's Arvi. And then the Rebbe spoke about some politics going on at the time. I'm not sure what the Rebbe was talking about. The Rebbe says it was Loy Dubn Layad, and that was also another sign of Mashiach. I'm not sure exactly what the situation was. Then the Rebbe spoke about the year that it's Tafshin, we're coming off of the year Tafshin Aleph, Haite, Ishnas, Nefloy, so then we're going to show you wonders. And now we're continuing into the year of Nefloy Spa, and on Nefloy, so the whole Neshama of the year. So it's Mamash a special year as far as Mashiach is concerned. And here again, the Rebbe says something that is absolutely tremendous. And there was just, we know that Rambam gives qualifications for who's Mashiach. How do you know? So to speak, a job description, if you will. And the Rambam describes that a Mashiach has to be a Melech from Beis David, Mizar Shlema, Hege B'Teir V'Eisik Mitzvah K'David Aviv, and he has to be, one of the things he has to do is Yilcham Chamas Hashem. He has to fight the wars of Hashem. Which there can be different ways of understanding exactly what that means, as we'll see in a second. So the Rebbe says Mashiach, the Rambam says Mashiach is Yilcham Chamas Hashem, and such a person, if he's also he breaches the defenses of Yiddishkeit, Mechazik Bidka, all these things, that such a person, such a king, that's the job of a good regular king, and he is Bechatka Shu Mashiach. Then the Rambam continues and says, if Mashiach was successful in doing all these things, it's the Achad Kai, and so to speak, he actually wins the wars, etc. And then he builds the base of Mikdash, and Mekabah says he saw, brings all the intake to saw, then he's Mashiach Bavadeh. That's the Rambam's description of Mashiach. So here the Rebbe says, Mizet Bepoil, you see clearly that it's Gvarin Unazvert, that it was and it is, you know, right now happening, the Yil Samacham Hashem. You see how Mashiach is fighting the wars of Hashem, V'Yinatzeach. And he's winning them. the Kama, the Kaaba, and Yana, the Mashiach is actually fighting the wars of Hashem. So there's somebody, Mashiach, says the Rebbe, he's fighting the wars of Hashem, and he's winning these wars, and says the Rebbe, it's that from a tech Mechamel Shalom. You might think it's a physical war with swords and guns or whatever. Says the Rebbe, it's Mechamel Shalom. It's a type of war where it's a peaceful war. The enemy is so scared, they run off. It's a peaceful war. Mashiach is fighting wars, and he's winning the wars. And I think that's absolutely fascinating statement. People always wonder, you know, did the Rebbe ever say that the Mashiach is here? Did the Rebbe say that he's Mashiach or all these things? Here the Rebbe is telling us there is a person, Melech HaMashiach, or there's somebody who's doing what the Rambam says, Yilchom Mechamos Hashem, that he's fighting the wars of Hashem, and not only that, he's winning the wars. So clearly, Melech HaMashiach is on the scene doing the things Melech HaMashiach is supposed to do. Then the Rebbe continued and spoke about the specialness of the year, that the word Netzach, that he's winning the wars, Netzach is the Gilei Sharanun, and Tzadik is Shnach Tzadik, the Rebbe was 90, the 90th year, and which is connected with the Gilei of Mashiach Tzakenu. Okay, and this is all leading up to why this Kiddush HaShluchim is specifically connected with the Shluchas of Melech HaMashiach. I don't know, Levi, tell me what you think. People sometimes wonder, like, oh, you know, is it just a random ha'ara that the Rebbe hinted this thing or that thing, or is it a... Here you have a whole sikha literally dedicated to talking about these things, how Mashiach is here. And this is a major address to all the shluchim. So this sikha, like I spoke in last week's podcast, it's so important to learn. It's so important to know exactly what's going on over here. This is fundamental. It's so important.
Yeah, okay, I think it's very easy to confuse this with saying it as like something hopeful, but it's not. Right. The Rebbe is saying what's happening. Yeah. The Rebbe is saying what's happening really, what's happening right now. This is where we are. This is what's happening right now. Mashiach, the Geula we earned, now we're up to Mashiach. Now we're up to Mashiach Tzidkenu. Now it seems to be that this is what we need to do now. What we need to do now is Kabbalah Sfinei Mashiach Tzidkenu. We're standing here by the Kinnas HaShluchim. We know what Shlichus is about. Shlichus is about doing Afatzas HaTorah, spreading Torah, Judaism, Chassidus, until we reach the Geula. That's the goal. The goal is to reach the Geula. And the Rebbe is saying that now that we have the Geula, and now we already have this concept of Mashiach Tzidkenu. Like we said at the beginning of the Sicha, the Rebbe said how the testimony of the Friedrich Rebbe that in the Hochukuchem we already have to receive to Mekalo Pnei Mashiach Tzidkenu, all these things that. That's the reality, that this is what we need to do right now.
It's so many sikhs. And you have sometimes, you hear people say when you talk a sikh of an aleph or an beis, and they tell you, why are you learning an aleph and an beis? Why don't you learn a sikh for did you finish the rest of the kutta sikhs? Well, what's wrong with the rest of the kutta sikhs? You know, this obviously, the whole kutta sikhs is Tirav Shashom Alech HaMashiach. The whole thing is fantastic, obviously. There's no shaila. And everyone learns sikhas, and it's very important. But you have to realize, in these sikhas, the Nalef and Beis, you look at it, you see, the Rebbe is laying out the whole new shlichas. The Rebbe is talking to all the shluchim. He's telling them fundamental things about exactly what they should be doing, and what exactly the job description is, and how we're coming in Kiddush now, and there's a new shlichas now. Mashiach is here, he's taking us out of Golos, there are things happening. To go pretend like it's the same like learning a Rashi Sikha, which it's very important to learn a Rashi Sikha, but you need to know what the Shlichus is, you need to know what the job is. If the job is to bring the Geula, you've got to know how to do it. And the way you know how to do it is by learning the Rebbe's Sikhus on the topic. I guess it's important to learn the Sikhus. Listen to this podcast, other shiurim on the subject. People should listen to this. They should tell their friends, like we learned from the Sikha, that everyone has the power to influence. Everyone has the power to has the obligation to influence people. So everyone's got to learn in Yonam Mashiach HaGula to like, share, and subscribe. it's the most important thing. The Rebbe says this is the derech achi kala v'yishad. This is the easiest and fastest way to bring the Geula is to learn about it. And like anything else that you cared about, if it was something you cared about, you would learn how to do it. So too it is with Mashiach. If this is something we care about, we need to learn how to get it done. And not be scared, not be embarrassed, and not shy away from it. You have questions, ask, but it's so very important to find out and learn.
ויעד כדיכך, המדב גולהוב מהדר עם זול מחי זין, ישי המלך.